Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week on this program, I talk to people who are part of a spiritual revolution that's happening in this country and around the world, and it seems like we are all evolving to a higher level of our own potential, and tonight's guest is very much in alignment with that. We'll be talking to Julia Mick, and she started the Shamanic Breath of Love workshops, and she'll be coming to New York in January. Julia, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hi. The main thing we've been talking about, discussing tonight, is this 2012 transformation that seems to be coming to the planet. And you just spent some time with Drumbelow, who really, I feel, Drumbelow Melchizedek is one of the founders of the consciousness movement and its evolutionary potential. So can you give us a little report on what you learned from Drumbelow and then also your own perceptions of what do you feel will be happening in 2012?
Yeah, there's so much. I'll do my best to give you a short report. It was of course wonderful to spend time with Drumbelow, and the interesting thing about him that he's not only channeling this information, it's not just realization or feeling or idea that's coming through him, and it's not backed up by anything, but he's this incredible combination of pure channel and at the same time a scientist. So everything he says, everything that is being told to him or given to him through the higher realms, he explains also in science. So actually totally left-brain people can easily grasp it, understand it. It totally makes sense, you know, on a planetary level, what's happening with the Earth.
Well, what was some of the science that he gave us? And for people who don't know Drumbelow, I would describe him as a walk-in, someone who has entered the body after adulthood, a soul that came in with a specific frequency and message for the planet. That's a kind of quick summary. But what is the science that he's talking about that makes sense to the mainstream?
Well, one of the things that I think everybody already knows is that the magnetic poles of the planet are shifting. You know, I think everybody knows that. But, like, what goes along with this is really the shifting in the magnetic poles also in our human body, because our whole energy system is really a magnetic system. So we are this magnetic spheres walking around, so, and we are connected totally to the Mother Earth's energy field. As the Mother Earth's energy field starts to shift and dissolve, it's almost disappearing, because the Earth is shifting into a whole different dimension where this kind of magnetic vibration is not necessary. She shifts really into the fourth and fifth dimension. So the humans go along with her, do they want it or not. They are just part of her. We live on her. Everything she goes through, we need to go through. And the problem with a lot of people is that they resist the shift. They don't necessarily understand what's going on. It's different. It's new. It's often uncomfortable. And that's why sometimes it feels very confusing and even scary. And the whole message of Drumbelow and the whole message I've been receiving, that there's really nothing to be scared of. That's the bottom line. It's the most beautiful time to be alive right now.
But the fact that the magnetic field of the Earth is changing and it's actually becoming weaker, I think it will eventually reverse itself, means that the human body is then, I think, more open to other levels. I mean, I think it can be, we need to somehow generate our own magnetic field is what it comes down to. And I found meditation or Tai Chi or even some tantric exercises help activate our own inner polarity that maintains our own solid magnetic field. Do you find that's true?
Yes, and my experience is that we are shifting away from the magnetic field that we have been experiencing for the last 2,000 years, or actually, to be accurate, for the last 13,000 years. So now this magnetic vibration that they're moving into is actually, it's not the same kind of magnetic. It's a whole different frequency. And we need to learn. We literally need to learn how to live with this new frequency. And there are many ways to approach this. You know, Drunwald teaches many different techniques, and there are a lot of exercises one can do to shift into this ascension. Mm. My personal experience and my approach and my work and my teaching is that it will happen on its own if we only step out of the way, because our spirit knows exactly how to realign our whole body, our emotions, our energy lines with this ascension that's taking place. So in Breath of Love, that's the whole essence of our work, how to step out of the way. And fortunately, at least in Breath of Love, we have found this very quick and very immediate way of really learning to do that. So it doesn't have to be hard, and it's definitely one of the easiest things to do is simply step out of the way. We just need to know how.
Well, we'll go into the Breath of Love, but before we get there, because we have plenty of time on the show, and we will cover it, I just want to know a little bit more, kind of discuss with you. It seems like the Earth is ascending, right? It's raising the planet itself is raising its frequency and will encompass a higher vibration that will affect our consciousness. Now, how will it affect our consciousness, do you think? Will people be freaking out of who aren't aware of certain levels of reality?
Yeah, for me, it's like a healing session. Like, I'm sure, Alan, you have received all kinds of different amazing modalities and healings, and anybody who has gone through a really good, high-quality healing session, they know that as more energy and as more love enters the body, the more of the fears and doubts and all these shadowy places come to the surface and let go. Mm. So it's a healing process, and it's wonderful. All these things we have been holding back for lifetimes. And the way I see it, it's not only our stuff. People who are right now on the planet really is here to take care of the whole lineage that came before them, all the ancestors, all the grandfathers and mothers, and all their karmic knots are being healed and released right now in this time of change. Mm-hmm. And as this letting go process is happening, all these things are coming to the surface just to let go. And it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And all is required is simply allowing. Just allow it to happen. And this love and this high frequency that's right now showering on all of us, it will take care of us. It knows exactly how to take care of every single human being on this planet.
So, yeah, I'm agreeing with that. It's a time of completion of the old. And I think what you also said earlier, there's a new resonance that's happening. And when, you know, 2012, December 21st, 2012, is the Earth, the Sun, and the center of the galaxy, the Milky Way, lining up. And I think that will generate a new resonance frequency. We're no longer just aligned. It's no longer an Earth-Sun relationship, but it's a bigger picture. And we are then vibrating with more of a galactic understanding of, or galactic influence. Do you know what I mean? So we become bigger in our field, actually. So it's not just the Earth's field that we're then resonating with, or the Sun, but it's the whole Milky Way galaxy that we come into a resonance with. And that will also, if you believe in astrology, influence our consciousness, because alignments influence consciousness. So this is the biggest thing I think we've ever seen, this alignment with the center of the galaxy. So it's very exciting for me, too. It's very exciting times, and I think the Earth's decrease in magnetic fields is because it's getting ready to align. And I think it was the Mayans who said it's the womb of creation that we're lining up with. So, and out of that creation, out of that womb, a new humanity will be born.
Yeah, yeah.
So you, in your own process, have been aware of these transitions for a long time, and then you created this work, this breath of love that will, it opens people's heart chakras and heart centers to more of themselves. Is that what you would say about it?
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, that's a very simple way of putting it, exactly. The whole shifting that's taking,
yeah,
the whole shifting that's taking place on the planet really is, you know, as you know, it's from the head to the heart. That's, you know, if I want to say it in one sentence, instead of going into a whole scientific explanation, it's simply shifting from the brain frequency, from living in our heads, to living deeply, truly, fully through our hearts. And a lot of people don't even know what it feels like or what it means. You know, there are a lot of books out there, a lot of teachings out there. And I have become really passionate about just giving people an actual experience. And not necessarily, I'm not really giving them that experience. I'm facilitating that opening so they can give themselves that experience of fourth, fifth dimensional presence that lives inside of them already.
Mm.
And that's what the whole Earth is shifting into, and we just need to realign ourselves with what's already taking place around us.
Well, we'll go into, but what is the fourth and fifth? How do you define and how would you describe this fourth and fifth dimensional presence inside of us?
Yeah, and just to be clear, one reason why I'm even talking about fourth and fifth dimension is because there are a lot of theories out there that say, oh, we are transcending into the fifth, and some people say into the fourth. For me, it really doesn't matter. It could be 77th as far as I'm concerned. I just know that I know the frequency that's coming through. And one reason why some people, and Hopis especially, say it's going to be fifth dimension is because they consider the void time. There's always void between dimensions. And void can mean many different things. According to Drunvala, void is like a 3 days of darkness.
Mm.
It could be happening that for 3 days total darkness, and that's what will allow us to transition into this fourth dimension.
Wait, Drunvalo says we'll have 3 days of total darkness around December 21st, 2012. Is that what he's saying?
You know, the beautiful thing about Drunvalo, which I really appreciate, he doesn't say anything for 100%, which I couldn't agree more, because at the way this time is accelerating right now, it's very hard to plan on things in a linear manner. It's really hard to say that it's going to be on that date. It could be any moment. It could be tomorrow. Literally, it could be tomorrow. Like,
but why the 3 days of darkness? What is that about? Is that, I mean, we're entering a void, but why the sun will not shine? Something will block the sun? Is that what he explained? I'm just curious. Or is that too scientific?
I'm not going to go into scientific part of it. The way I see it is, like, whenever you shift from one dimension to another, that's how the universe has just set it up. It's like this.
I get it. It's part of life.
From the old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You almost kind of have to cleanse yourself. You're totally forgetting about what happened before. So that's what Drunvalo says. If these 3 days of darkness are going to happen, you know, according to him and some prophecies, these are the days where most of the people are going to forget what happened before. So it's going to be like total rebirth. You're going to become like a newborn baby. You won't know anything. But you are not going to know anything in a beautiful way, because this new frequency that will surround you in this new will teach you in a way that nothing will block your way. You will be wide open to live in this whole new paradigm.
I like that.
And no memory, no fear, no doubt. You won't even know what those things are. You just won't know because you're brand new.
Mm.
You know, one thing, Alan, I want to say to the audience, because for me it's so important for my own life and for everybody else, that whatever I say here on this radio show and whatever Drunvalo has said, I really feel it's important for people to check in with their hearts every time they listen to us, because none of this is set in stone. This is what I know for sure. And there are so many possibilities. And I definitely know the frequency we are moving into, which is very beautiful. But all the logistics around this shift are really, nothing is set in stone. So if something doesn't resonate with you, just, you know, leave it aside.
So you're saying how it plays out. Something's coming, and that's what I feel for sure, something big. But how it will play out with each individual is sort of up to them and hasn't been decided because we're all evolving separately and together and, you know, moving into the unknown, really. That's really what it's about. And so no one can really know because it hasn't been created yet, in a sense. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly. And even knowing that really wouldn't make any difference. Because as soon as it happens, all our knowing is unnecessary. Everything we know really cannot help us at that point because that will be a whole, it's like moving to a whole another planet with different rules, with different parameters, with different smells, different tastes. So whatever you have known till now really doesn't matter any longer, you know? It was wonderful till now, but now it's something brand new that's going to happen. So knowing about it doesn't make sense.
Right. Do you get into, does you or Drumvalo get into the ET factor, the, you know, galactic kind of brotherhood or whatever level you want to look at that? Do you deal with that at all?
Yeah. Drumvalo loves talking about that. Well, one of the most important things I feel is that there's a lot of help out there. What's happening at this point on our planet Earth is so exciting. It's beyond exciting to many other planets and many other dimensions surrounding us. You know, many other dimensions are here with us right now. And there are like when I talk about it, it feels like there's this, like the millions of beings, or even billions, have come together to watch us. And they're watching like the most fascinating movie or a dance performance that they have never seen before. It is so rare. Mm. And what makes it rare is the speed of our acceleration. That's what makes it so rare, that all these billions of beings from different dimensions are like, whoa, how is this even possible? They're so excited for us. And
that's very exciting, what you just said now. I can feel, wow, this is really a time that is different than other times where, like, the egg is cracking open and we're emerging as a different race of beings.
Yes.
And that people are, and their beings are here, and they are helping us, and they are being assisted, and you know, that's why so many people are channeling, because, you know, the mind, consciousness, is a receiver of frequency. And so I think that's the first level of interactions, is through consciousness. And then it comes down into physical form. Like you were really born with this awareness, weren't you?
Yes, I was. There was definitely a period in my life when I tried very hard to fit into the frame of the society, and it made me very miserable, totally depressed, and then when I popped out of the other side, I just realized that I just have to live my purpose. There's no other way. I'll just suffer if I don't.
Well, what was the thing that reminded you of your purpose? Because there you were, you came in as a child, you were aware, and then you sort of went to sleep or buried it, and then something happened where you woke up again.
Yeah, one of the biggest awakenings was when I was 17, I think. I started feeling the calling of just exploring different spiritual modalities and techniques, and I was doing all kinds of meditations and energy work and astral travel, and one of my explorations was just the breath work. I didn't know what it was, so I went to that workshop, and it was a one-session journey. It was called spiritual breathing, And this person, his name is Dan Brule, became one of my first teachers. But this journey totally changed my life. And I just arrived home. I even didn't know I was for home. I didn't know I was missing something, but I arrived home in such a way that everything felt complete and whole and already awake. There was really nothing to worry about, nothing to struggle towards, because everything was already whole and light and at ease. And
that
why
was the
I,
first... Yeah. No, go ahead, tell me.
And the reason why I fell in love with that particular work, with that modality, which I'm practicing and teaching now, is because it's so simple and it's so quick. For me, it was just 1 hour, and it was never the same again.
Well, and, let's go into it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your work, the shamanic breath of love, and and how do you do it, and if it could wake you up, and it maybe could wake other people up to who they really are.
Yeah. There's so much to say.
Well, no, but just tell me, is it it's a type of rebirthing type of breath, or is it something you modified through other modalities that you were learning?
Yeah, I would say rebirthing breathwork has been part of my background, yet this is definitely something that has come from the depth of my heart as a consequence of many of my awakening experiences with different teachers like Gangaji and Leonard Orr was the one that taught me rebirthing work, and Peruvian shamans. So there have been a lot of awakening experiences, especially in connection with the window of 2012. And really, I'm being helped to understand how to help people to really catch up with this acceleration, because this is freaking fast. And so much is shifting. And there are so many people with even inner work practice, some kind of spiritual modality. Maybe they meditate or they do yoga. They might be healers. And even people like that come to me, and actually these are the people I tend to work with the most, people who already have done a lot of inner work, and they feel like there's even more waiting for them, and they're like, whoa, there's just so much more light and understanding that wants to come to me, and I'm not fully knowing how to really open up all the way to it. Like, I know something is knocking on my door, and through the breath of love, it's the journey we take. Journey within that expands us beyond what we know ourselves to be. So whatever you are, even if you're already enlightened, I have worked with people who are awake teachers and they teach all over the world how to wake up. And they, when they utilize these tools and skills of breath of love, they also expand beyond what they have been. Because we're eternal beings, there's always more room to expand and understand and deepen our multidimensional presence.
Well, so, okay, so how do you do it? I mean, you're going to be coming to New York City to do these workshops, but you also do them in California and everywhere around the country. But how, I mean, we don't have to do the whole thing, but can you describe what the workshop's like? What do we do in your work? What kind of breath is it that we do?
You know, Alan, if I told you that, it would seem too simple to be true.
It's okay. I mean, the easiest, the simplest is also the most correct, I think. But
I was kind of kidding. So yeah, it's true. The more simple it is, the more direct the connection to the divine becomes, because you're not in the way. And that's the whole journey of using a breath in a very specific manner. That's actually hard for me right now to explain the technique itself, and that wouldn't be really helpful. We use a breath in a certain way, relaxation in a certain way, and we use this shamanic attention. That's the best way I can describe it. It's shamanic attention to dive into the subtle realms of our being. And
what does that mean, shamanic attention? Can you explain that a little bit? Is it a state of consciousness? How do you get to a shamanic level?
that's what the whole workshop is about. All I can say about is it's like shifting, very much what you said about shifting the levels of consciousness, just shifting from one frequency to another and just melting into places in your being that are not physical, that are not third dimensional, and that have very different frequency to them. And what happens by opening up like this, you know, and to make it a bit more simple, because I'm all into simplicity and making it easy for people, it's about helping your ego and mind to step totally and completely out of the way. And at the workshop, the tools for doing that, and once your mind and ego are totally and completely out of the way, this incredible presence of your spirit, your being, your divinity comes forward, and then from that space of such high, high frequency, all the healing happens. So physical healing can happen, emotional healing happens, spiritual healing, because everything that's not in alignment with your true self simply falls away. And
I get it. No, go ahead, please.
I have many people come to me and told me that just after one or two sessions with me, they have experienced like a 30 or 40 years of psychotherapy, like that much healing so quickly.
Wow.
And reason for that is because we do not engage the mind. We are not processing anything with our head. We're not trying to figure anything out. We are getting that part that tries to figure things out of the way. And that infinite presence that we truly are, and that people who go through this breath of love process feel very viscerally, they feel this biological experience of God. In that space, everything is possible. So 30 or 40 years of psychotherapy is like, what's the big deal? You know, I'm already whole and complete and light. So healing in terms of this third dimensional emotional and physical healing, that's easy and that's quick. It truly is.
So what I'm getting from what you're saying is somehow you help people shift consciousness, which means, and this is a field I've studied, that's why I call the program New Realities, because as we change our perception, we actually are seeing new levels of reality. We're seeing the world differently. So somehow you facilitate the people to see themselves and the world around them differently. And from that state, right?
Yes. Yes.
And from that altered state, then they can breathe in a new way and experience themselves differently as well. Is that what you would say?
Yes. They experience themselves as love. And the purpose that they came here to live gets space to reveal itself fully. And then they often remember that, oh my God, this is what I need to do. Or if they already knew what their purpose was, they know exactly what the next step has to be in order for them to fulfill their soul purpose.
I like what you said, they experience themselves as love, because that is the big thing we have forgotten when we go into our heads and try to figure things out and get stressed out by the world. And I think the love is the core of who we really are, and if you can help people remember that, that's worth everything.
Yeah, and the simplest thing to say, just to inspire everybody right away, is just let go of control. You know, I know it's not as easy to do than to say, but that's really the bottom line, because control is in our hands, and whatever modality or tool you find to let go of that control fully and totally, and no matter how scary or vulnerable it feels, this is the key to melt into your heart. Because in your heart, there's no control needed. There's nothing to figure out. There's nothing to understand. And in the heart, this life starts happening on its own, and it happens effortlessly.
I agree, and I think this is also the shift in, let's call it, fifth dimensional realities. Part of that letting go of control is trusting who we are, and that's that's a big one, I think, for people who have come from a very restricted society where they haven't been taught to trust themselves. This is the big shift, I think, to trust and know we're taken care of and we are really divine beings, actually.
Yeah, and it's an important understanding to have. If I'm noticing with a lot of people I work with, they already have that understanding on a mental level. They're like, I'm taken care of, I'm divine, I'm one with everything. Yet, for some reason, in their bodies, they are not really fully believing it. On a mental level, they're trying to convince themselves, but it really hasn't become their direct cellular experience. There's still fears out there, still insecurities, physical problems are still there. Now, that's a still sign that you're not actually experiencing what you believe to be true.
So how do you get it into the body? How can you assist people to do that?
It's a whole process. We are recognizing, we are learning about certain patterns that hold those fears in place. Those patterns are hidden in our breathing mechanism, the way we breathe, that's how we feel and perceive reality, that's one thing. The way we hold our body, the way we contract certain muscles, certain tissues, that's where we hold those fears and specific perceptions of reality. So there are different patterns to recognize and to learn to track in ourselves. And then once we recognize them, they kind of lose their power over us. And we can melt beyond them.
I think that's great. Yeah, no. Go ahead. Yeah, again, what were you saying?
And it's truly a tricky work to experience. Oh, sorry. It's a tricky work that I'm teaching to explain in words, because the whole essence of Breath of Love is to go beyond the words. So even to try to explain it kind of, for me, totally doesn't make sense. And understand, you would like to understand, and our audience wants to understand. In Breath of Love, it's about going beyond understanding, and the spirit and this profound experience of the divine is really something that happens from a dimension where you don't even know how it happens. All you know, you laid down, you breathed in a certain way, Julia came over and facilitated you gently, and all of a sudden, before you know it, 1 hour is over, and you pop up in this incredible place of just love and realizing that you're one with everything, remembering who you are as a soul, remembering why you came into this body, into this lifetime. And, I mean, there are many things to remember and realize. Everybody is unique and different. So it's truly a very mysterious process. And I remember it was...
No, it sounds great. I'm very excited about it. But what were you saying? You remember what?
Just remember, it's funny, that one of my teachers, Ben Brulé, he took one of his clients through his first session, and it was so funny because when his client, this man, woke up after the session, all he knew, he didn't believe anything that happened. He only said that Ben was a magician. He was like, oh, you're just a magician. You just made me believe things, and you're just magician, like, because it was so effortless. He was, in his perception, he was just laying there and doing nothing. And so much was happening, so he was like, oh, you're just magician. So it kind of brings a smile on my face when I think about that. It's like being a magician in a way. But of course...
Because, some people are not ready to let go of that control of their mind, and they get locked in to that old pattern. But it sounds very exciting the way you described it, and I know it's not about understanding it with the mind, but what you just said is if we could see the patterns of our breath and how that is gets us stuck into a way of thinking, and we can shift that, then our thinking will shift as well.
Definitely. And I have a lot of memories from Egypt when I was in Egypt. We were
in a past life, you mean?
Yeah, in one of my lifetimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a point. we were breathing prana. We were breathing prana in a way that that empowered us to not need any food or even drink. And this prana was so nourishing, and it was like being constantly in a place of channeling, but not only channeling information, but channeling nourishment into your system. And it's very important, I find, for us to reconnect with this ability to be connected to this constant flow of prana, which is consciousness, which is spirit. And that feeds every level. I know people who don't eat or drink because they are capable of being fed by this prana. So
I know that. I know Jaz Mohin. Have you met Jaz Mohin?
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, she's one. Who have you met that doesn't eat or drink? I'm just curious, because I'm interested in meeting those people, too.
Montak Chia, and Montak Chia is in Thailand, and he has some students. You know, it's not, for me, it's not necessarily about not eating, but it's about reconnecting with our true self in a way that can sustain us and help us to stay in this place of complete peace and complete love and complete empowerment wherever we are and whatever is happening around us. Because people right now are going through chaos and confusion all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people who I work with and people who are listening to this radio show, I know that you are the ones who came here to lead the humanity into the new paradigm. Just because
and that's what we're doing. We're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're creating the new paradigm because it hasn't been created, and it is like stepping out into space in a way where we don't know what the next step will look like. We're creating the steps as we move through this unknown reality, in a sense. Because it hasn't been formed, and it's being created by our collective will and our collective imagination. And creativity, I think, is a big part of that next step.
Yes. And my wish is for everybody who is called even a little bit, who is inspired by this, you know, information about 2012 or inspired by this co-creative field. It's so important for us to really tap into our true ability to be totally at peace and in love and radiate this frequency for the whole humanity, just to help everybody else be embraced by the depth of our heart.
What does come back to just, it keeps coming back to this ability to love and to feel the heart and to feel our connection with each other and ourselves, of course, and the planet. It seems like, you know, the earth is that heart chakra color. It's that blue green essence that is the heart chakra.
Yes. And love begins from, as you know, I'm sure, loving ourselves. It's so important to heal all these little doubts or insecurities or fears that are still hiding in our subconscious, because we're learning to be whole and in love with ourselves. That's the only way we can really radiate this incredible loving presence for everybody else, to everybody else.
So what does the planet look like for you? Okay, we have this great awakening. I mean, who knows? We just use our imaginations, and we wake up to this higher level of consciousness. What can you see the planet and society and our interactions being like? What's your idea?
I find this question so entertaining. I get this asked a lot at my workshops.
You do?
The thing is that, but it's so hard to explain it, because that realm is not graspable by my mind. I have felt it to a certain extent. I have had... literally a feeling of it, but when it comes to explaining it verbally, you know, all I can say is love. Love and oneness and total co-creation and total caring and kindness for each other. But even these words feel like minimizing the really waiting for us away.
But you're living there already, it seems like. You know, you are allowing this presence of love to flow through you, and you're sharing it with the people you work with and meet.
That's what I came here for.
But do you see more unfoldment for yourself as well?
Definitely. That's what I just wanted to say. I'm as eternal as everybody else. And that's a beautiful thing, that I can always expand into more unconditional love and become aware of aspects of my being that I'm not fully aware of yet, because I'm so multidimensional. And for me, this is where it gets really fun and very fascinating, when I can expand my love through all those dimensional aspects of me. I don't know if it makes any sense. So basically expanding, and that's what assists me and everybody else in their awakening and acceleration and entering this new paradigm.
Mm, because we get finished with this idea of suffering. I mean, why are people suffering? Because they're in their minds, would you say?
Of course, 100%.
And that's the only suffering there is. It's just the mind thing as well, actually.
Exactly.
So being, if you, when you shift their reality and you have them breathe and open up their heart to love and do this type of awakening, people come into a deeper sense of who they are, is what you've been saying, really.
Yes, and...
What?
You're just feeling to me. I'm like even wanting to talk about how beautiful all of us are. I'm like, I have no words. So just coming into the sense of who we truly are is like not even enough to express the beauty and wonder and power that we all hold. And especially those of us who are really called to step up. Like, you know, people like you have already stepped up, but I know there are a lot of people who are listening to the show who know that they're ready, who know that they're here for a reason, and they need to help the rest of the humanity to enter their heart. And it's so important for them and us to remember fully and totally who we really are.
I mean, times I remember, and then there's a sort of a race or contest between my mind wanting to figure it out and also the idea of letting that go and just having the experience of pure being, you know, which is what you're saying here. It's just about presence. It's just about 'cause just having an experience. This is what I feel the new paradigm really is. It's a paradigm of experience, the subjective reality. You know, so I appreciate everything you're doing, and I know it's hard to put into words, and we could sit here and not talk for an hour and give people an experience too. But part of communication it's a game. You know, it's fun. How can we express the unexpressible? Is the thing that I like to play with.
Yeah, and bottom line is that I just want everybody to know how beautiful and blessed this time is. I have been waiting for this window of 2012, so lifetimes. It's so exciting to be in the human body and experience this change, this speed of evolution. So it's really something to rejoice in. And if you can't rejoice in it, you know, find that support person or tool or something that will help you let go of fear, because this ride is fascinating.
But can you tell me how you experience it in your body? Like, what sensations are you feeling on a physical level?
On a physical level, it's my unique way of perceiving this is through a certain quality of love, just like really feeling this love and deep kindness and just so wanting to help everybody and serve everybody, and, you know, it's this very soft wave that just permeates out of me, and it, like, when I'm in nature, it's a very good way of saying it, it's just like making love. Like making love to the tree and making love to the person next to me. And when it first started happening, my mind got a little confused. I'm like, whoa, am I falling in love with this person or what's going on? And then I just got used to it, the sweet flow of like, it's so delicious, so pleasurable. And receiving, it's not only giving, it's like I totally feel this presence, true presence of whoever is in front of me, or maybe it's a tree or dog or cat. It's, I can feel how the true presence is radiating this love towards me, and there's so much to offer to me, and I just receive, and then I want to give it back because there's so much, there's too much for me just to hold it to myself, and that's the only way I can explain it. But, you know, everybody experiences it slightly differently.
Well, it sounds beautiful the way you explain it, and it's like you already feel, because of those perceptions, awakened to that level of reality. And I think you told me that you had a Kundalini experience as well when you were really young. And do you think more people will have those types of Kundalini igniting experiences?
Yeah, this is Kundalini, and overall opening and awakening and channeling is happening everywhere I look. Just ordinary people who would not be interested in metaphysics or woo-woo kind of stuff, things are happening to them that they don't most of the time even know. You know, some people I have met who have come to me for private sessions, they start channeling when most beautiful things come to them. But because they don't understand what's happening, it scares them. Or for some people, it's Kundalini. For some people, it's shaking or trembling. And there's so many ways it expresses itself. And because it happens so fast, a lot of people's minds are not prepared to actually rejoice in it and celebrate it. They don't see it as something wonderful. The mind is still in the old paradigm. The mind is still trying to hold on to that old way of being. But what's already happening in their bodies and in their souls is so amazing. I'm just watching it with awe. I'm like, oh, my God, you should be teaching me. But just the minds are still holding on a little, and sometimes that's what makes it challenging.
So are you channeling information? I mean, are you getting new information as well all the time?
Yes. My gift, the way it flows through me, is I channel information non-verbally. I channel more the presence of the fifth or fourth dimension. And through the presence, when it awakens people I work with, then the people themselves will understand whatever they need to understand. So they will become the channels. And I like that much better because I don't want to say things to people and then they just would believe me. I want them to become the channels, them to have the direct connection to this deep inner knowing. And then they'll have the source of knowing and love and understanding inside of them forever. Instead of depending on me.
Well, of course. You're like the candle that lights another candle, and is not decreased by that. And so this is the time. This is so exciting that you're coming forward and many people like you are delivering this message of awakening to the planet. I don't think there has been a time like this. It's a real revolution of spirit that is ascending on the planet here. And you're gonna be in New York, and I think we talked about doing an evening about 2012 together, which I think will be really fun because I've collected lots of information. It's been a subject I've studied from many different perspectives, going back to Jose Aguayas in like 1987, where he first came public with this end date of the Mayan calendar. And I've also met people like Terence McKenna and John Major Jenkins, who wrote the book Maya Cosmogenesis. So I could provide some of those maybe mind things, and then you can give us this essence of this new way of consciousness. Doesn't that sound like
fun? Yeah. That sounds like fun, and I'm doing an immersion also on January 23rd and 24th, so maybe you can come on Friday and we can do a full day on Friday with you, but this immersion right now is already set up for Breath
and
Love.
Doing,
and
in New York, you're doing the emergence?
Yeah, January 23rd and 24th, the full weekend, long weekend, and it's going to be all experiential. I'm going to give a couple of little tools so people can learn to guide themselves through this journey they're going to take, but it's basically a deep journey into their fourth or fifth dimensional heart, into their soul, so they can have understanding of this new paradigm that's already happening, and they can take these tools home and learn to do this, not do this, but learn to journey like this independently, so they can maintain this frequency in their everyday life and become this beacon of light for everybody else.
Oh, great. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. My birthday is the 22nd of January, so...
Oh, really?
So maybe we could do something then. And so is that the only 2 days you have scheduled, the 23rd and 24th in New York right now?
So far, yes. And then I'll do private sessions before and after, so people who really want to do private work, that tends to be even, more profound in a way. It's just because people have 100% of my attention, so they receive a lot more in this small time that they spend with me. But yeah, definitely. And it's called the next level of liberation, that immersion.
And then people can find out about the location on your website, breathoflove.org?
Yeah, you know, the best place to go is I have created a special offer for you and for everybody who comes through this radio show. Because I really want to acknowledge everybody who follows their heart right away. So I've put together all kinds of different gifts, videos and audios. Mm-hmm. You can have it all for free and can get to know the power of Breath of Love and the power of your heart, most importantly. And all this is on the website, that's breathoflove.org. But the special gifts and the special opportunity to sign up for the immersion for an extra affordable price is on the website breathoflove.org/, then it's special with the small s, so .htm. And there you see the two videos I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you special meditations I recorded just for you. Some people have gotten amazing results just with these meditations. You're going to get actually a free coaching call, if that's what your heart calls you to really discuss where you're at and what you want for yourself. And the Breath of Love is what will help you to find the fulfillment you desire in life. And most importantly, people who are really wanting to sign up for this next level of liberation immersion on January 23rd, 24th, I'm happy to give you guys a special price. And 10 first people who are going to sign up to that website, they're going to be able to bring a friend for free. So this is a little gift we wanted to add to you to make it extra easy to follow your heart and say yes to this opportunity. This is so important, and I find there's really no time to left. So I'm fully devoted to inspiring people taking action right now.
That is so nice. I'm just looking at this page that you created for this radio show specially, and that's very nice of you, Julia. It's breathoflove.org/special.htm. And you can get a special discount and gifts if you go there, and it says, coming through the New Realities radio show. So if you're listening, go to that page, breathoflove.org/special.htm, and you can get a great discount on the workshop and all these
special gifts Julia has created just for these listeners. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting you when you come to New York.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. It's going to be really nice. I look forward to meeting you, Alan.
Thank you, Julia. And we'll do a television show as well. And it's easier, actually, for me on the television show to just sometimes drop into that place, because often, you know, I've been with teachers on a show and we don't speak, and it's not about the speaking. It's about a presence that can be seen. So we'll do that.
Yeah, I just so appreciate the presence that radiates through you and through your voice. There's such palpable humility and love that comes to you. And Spirit guided me clearly to really help everybody who is drawn to you get the special opportunity also to come to my immersion, because I know people who are drawn to you and your radio show really are people who are, again, leaders, basically leaders in the new paradigm, who are the healers or the teachers, and they're ready to serve the planet on a whole new level and receive healing on a whole new level. So that's why I set up this whole website just for you. But one thing you want to know is that this special opportunity for the price that I gave you, which is $200 discount actually from the actual price, is until November 25th.
Until November 25th. Okay.
Until tomorrow. So people who feel in their heart that this is something for them, maybe they don't necessarily understand why, and we don't have any facts to justify this decision, but if your heart is resonating with what we have been talking about, this immersion is going to be perfect for you, And you can bring a friend for free if you register right away. So hopefully that's going to be inspiring.
Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it. I'm also going to archive this. This will be archived on bbsradio.com, but also on my website, newrealities.com. So I'll let people know about any updates in the workshop. Thank you, Julia Mick. I've been talking to, who's the founder of the breathoflove.org, and she's coming to New York, and I recommend her workshop and her presence and her being to engage in. Thank you for being a guest tonight.
Thank you, Alan. Much, much love to you.
Yeah, thanks for radiating the love. I feel that coming through you, so keep going. You don't need it. It's just who you are. So, thank you. Thanks, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Okay. Shall we give the website one more time with the special HTML?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you have any questions or answers or comments, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Or check the website, newrealities.com. Thank you for listening.